Yeah, I gotta keep my voice down still. Yeah, she's napping. No, I know, I know. She just looks so peaceful. I'm not going to wake her up right now. She had a bit of a rough night last night. She just couldn't get comfortable, and then the thunder started happening. It was a whole thing. Yeah. Yeah, I know. No, it's not anything with her, obviously. It's me. I can't. I've grown too attached, and it's not going to work out anymore. I get it. It's another failure on my part. But can you really blame me? Oh, don't laugh at me. You're going to stop calling me at this rate because every time you put a puppy in my care, I end up failing. Oh my God, you're the worst. You're going to make me laugh even louder, and I really don't want to wake her up. I was hoping to avoid that until, it could all be cleared. And she's a bit grumpy when you first wake her up from a nap, and. Do I need to fill out any paperwork to make it official? That's great. Then, when she wakes up from her nap, you'll be seeing the both of us. I'm sure she's going to be excited to hear that she's been adopted. With the amount of love and attention she needs to feel somewhat safe, there's absolutely no way she would have thrived in a shelter. I honestly think this was the best call for her, even if you knew that this was going to be the outcome. Yeah, I'll wake her up now. Thank you so much, Claire. Yeah. All right. I'll be seeing you soon. Thank you again. Now that that's settled, let's go wake her up. Hey there, sleepyhead. Oh, you're awake already. I thought this was going to be a lot more difficult. Come here. I want to put your leash on you. We have somewhere exciting that we're going today. Do you want to take a guess as to where it is? No. We aren't going to the park. It's a little too rainy for that. Do you want to try again? Think really hard about this. Where do you think we're going? We can go to the store afterwards. I think my girl is going to be needing some toys, maybe a new fluffy bed, some treats. All of the good stuff afterwards. But beforehand, we're doing something else. It's okay if you don't know what would call for such an occasion. You're probably still groggy from having such a nice nap, aren't you? You seem a little off, baby girl. Are you feeling okay? You know you can tell me anything. I'm always going to be here for you. What's wrong, Strawberry? Oh, baby girl. Hey, it's okay. Come here. There's no reason to cry. Oh my goodness. It's all right. Take a deep breath. I've got you. I'm right here. You're okay. I'm not going anywhere. You're not going anywhere. We're going to stay right here. Right like this until you start to feel better. Just a quick little forehead kiss. That wasn't too much, right? That's good. You're not alone, Strawberry. You're not anywhere dangerous. You're with me. You're safe. You're all right. I promise, Princess. Can you breathe with me? Inhale. 1, 2, 3. And hold it. Very good. Now exhale. 1, 2, 3. That was great. Do you think you can do it again with me? You ready? Inhale. 1, 2, 3. And exhale. 1, 2, 3. Let's do it one final time, just for good luck. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3. Now hold it. Hold it a little bit longer. Oh, what a good girl. Now breathe out. 1, 2, 3. There you are. That's my girl. Oh, it's all right. I've got you. Can you talk now? So what happened? So, you were eavesdropping on my phone call. Is that what I'm hearing? Let me take a guess. Because you only heard half of the conversation, you don't actually know what's happening. And instead of asking me, you were afraid that you were going to get in trouble for listening to something when you weren't supposed to be listening to it in the first place. So you tried to keep it in until you emotionally couldn't. You tried your best to just tamp those feelings down. But because of the very nature of the conversation, well, the second you saw me, you broke down. Is that right? Hey, it's okay. I'm not upset, Princess. Your emotions are 100% valid. Let them out. Feel what you're feeling. I thank you for trusting me with them. You're doing a good job by feeling them and allowing them to come through. But the adoption that you're worried about, it's not going to be official until we get down to the shelter. The quicker we get down there, the quicker it becomes a reality. And then you get to enjoy your forever home. Isn't that exciting? Oh, Princess. You don't have to cry harder. You're not going anywhere. You're staying right here with me. I just have to let Claire know that I failed and I'm the one who's adopting you. You're okay, Strawberry. You've done nothing wrong. You're staying with me. Why are you looking at me like that? Did you really think I was going to let someone else take you home? And be away from me? Oh, absolutely not. You're all mine, princess. I went into this hoping to help out another pup since my last foster just found her home. I wasn't expecting a puppy that would make her mark on my heart in a way that I wouldn't be able to forget. Just breathe for me, princess. You're not going anywhere. You're staying right here. I love you too much to give you to someone else. What you were hearing was me admitting that you were a foster fail. That's not a bad thing. It means that I am your forever home. You aren't leaving. You're staying right here. Right with me. You're going to have to do a lot more to get rid of me, princess. I've fallen so deeply in love with you that I can't imagine my life without you in it. Everything came together to put you in my life. It was the right time, the right place, the right pup. I love you so much that I decided to adopt you and make you mine permanently. No more waking up and wondering when this is going to end. No more looking at people when we go on walks and wondering if they're going to be the one to adopt you. You know where you're going to be living. It's here with me. I wouldn't give you up even if they paid me to. I don't want anyone else besides you. You fit so perfectly into my life. Not to mention you fit so perfectly against me. Slid into my life like a missing puzzle piece. Like you were always supposed to be here. Errands are actually fun. I have someone to come home to. You make my life so much better simply by existing, by being your wonderful self. Why would I want to get rid of a puppy that brings so much light and joy into my life? I would have to be stupid to do that, baby girl. You're staying right here with me. This is your forever home, which makes me your forever owner. Is that okay with you? You don't know how happy that makes me. You're the best woman in the world. I'm so lucky that you're mine. You're not going to be going back to the shelter. You're not going to go to some stranger's home. You're my pet for the rest of the time. Seems someone is starting to feel better, isn't she? My princess just needed a bit of reassurance to feel better, didn't she? It's all right. That's why I'm here. To give you all the reassurance that you need, princess. I live to please. To see what noises I can drag out of you. Wrapping your arms around me to pull me closer, you end up pulling my body completely on top of yours. instantly dwarfing you. Not that I'm much bigger or anything. Just from this position, from this angle, you start to feel small, don't you? My thigh moving between your legs, my knee pressing firmly against your pussy. If I were to reach my hands down your pants, would I feel how wet you are for me, baby girl? Well, there is certainly a way to see if you're telling the truth. Letting out such a lovely sound as my hand makes itself lower, sliding between the wet folds. So wet for me, princess. Do you really think you could hide how badly you want me? Oh, no reason to hide your face, strawberry. I think it's cute how wet you get, unable to control how your body responds. You belong to me, don't ya? I just love how it sounds when you say it. I don't think I could ever get tired of listening to you, baby girl. Could talk my ear off all day and I would still stare at you. Ask for a bit more. Could be rambling about a passion. Could be moaning and begging to come. Either way, I love whatever you have to say. Getting wetter the more you taste me. Poor girl, do you want my help? Do you want me to take care of you? That feels nice, doesn't it? I've got you, strawberry. Just relax. I'm always going to take good care of you. Hopefully you'll start to realize that you're safe with me. That I love you. That I'm always going to be here for you. Going to have to do quite a fair bit to get rid of me. Exposing your neck for easier access. Wanting to feel my plush lips against your fragile neck. Love the sounds you make. Don't keep them to yourself. Let them out, princess. No reason to hide how good my fingers are making you feel. If anything, it only encourages me to keep going, to keep feeling you fall apart. My fingers brush against your clit, gently forming a rhythm that makes you feel nice. Look so beautiful like this, letting your walls down and enjoying yourself, enjoying the moment, It's so wonderful to see you like this. No longer overthinking things as my finger plays with your pussy. Your hips rock against my fingers, urging me to keep going. You want more, don't you? Yeah. Can't help but moan as you feel my fingers switch motions, instantly bringing you more pleasure. Was just trying to warm you up a bit. You know, tease you. You make the prettiest noises. I can't help myself. Just love watching my baby girl feel good. Gets me so fucking wet to see you like this. Only getting started and already feeling so amazing. Oh, keep your eyes on me. Don't need to look anywhere else, princess. I'm where all your attention should be. My fingers feel good, don't they? Rubbing your pussy just how you like, gently stroking you. A finger slides inside, causing you to cry out, to rock a little against my hand, pushing your clit against my palm. You start to rub it, grind a little bit, finding your own pleasure starting to grow quicker. That's okay. You're doing a good job. Keep it up. Don't have it in you to control yourself without any help. And lucky for you, I feel like spoiling you a bit today, baby girl. I want you to feel good. You've already had such a day, waking up to a misunderstanding and being all confused and heartbroken. No more of that, because you're safe. You're staying right here with me. You're getting to celebrate that this is your forever home. You're staying here. You're my puppy princess. How often are you going to get to honor your gotcha day? Listen to you, so excited to be mine. You sound amazing, Strawberry. Keep it up. Let it all out. I can't get enough of you. How you feel against my fingers as you grind yourself against me, trying to bring yourself more pleasure, more friction, more relief. Oh, what a pretty puppy. Keep going. Keep moving. Oh, just like that. You're my foster fail, and I have never been prouder to fail at something. By failing at this, it means I got to keep the best thing in the world. You wouldn't trade you for anyone else. No, no, no. I love you so much, princess. You have no idea what your sounds do to me. How every little squirm gets me that much wetter. Getting you off is my favorite thing in the world. There's nothing else I would rather be doing. Your moans are my favorite sound. Your pussy's my favorite toy. Allow yourself to be greedy and go with me, right? Actually, relax enough to enjoy yourself. Enjoy your pleasure. Get to want what you want, knowing that I am going to take care of you. Give you exactly what you asked for. Your clit continues to throb as you grind against me. My fingers work in your pussy. Lute squelching continues to fill the air as you feel yourself getting closer. Oh, it's all right, princess. You're doing good. I want you to feel good. You deserve this. Should be spoiled and doted on. You're just so precious, strawberry. I only have eyes for you. Only want to make you feel this good. I mean, just listen to the sounds you make. How well I know your body. How I know exactly where to touch to make you fall apart. I know every inch. Which parts are sensitive. Which parts are going to make it harder for you to keep your focus. My lips warm against your skin as you get closer. My fingers never stop, instead starting to press firmer, with more determination. Oh, I've got you, princess. Just keep breathing for me. I know you're close, so keep your focus on me, baby girl. Come on. Oh, just like that. So close to the edge, almost there. Just need a little more. It's all right. I know exactly what you need. I'm always going to take care of you, baby girl. Don't have to want for nothing when I'm here. A pet shouldn't have to worry about anything. You're safe now. You're okay. Don't have to worry about anything now that I'm here. I've got you. I'll make you feel good. I'm going to make sure you come on my fingers just how you need to. Maybe I'll let you lick it off and taste yourself. Get to know the truth. Put on such a sweet little mask of pretending that you aren't enjoying it as much as you are. That way you can hold off on your orgasm. But we both know the truth. You can't get enough of my fingers. Would be begging to come if you didn't know better. You don't think I'm going to leave my puppy princess hanging when she's so close now, do you? Of course I'm not. Continuing to stroke your G-spot. Petting you. Listening to your moans of pleasure get needier. Practically whining at this rate because you don't trust your voice. You're too close. You feel too good. All you know is that you want to come. My hand hasn't stopped. Continues to push you closer to the edge with every brush inside you. Oh, your pussy is absolutely soaked, baby girl. I don't think you've ever been this wet in your entire life. Look so fucking beautiful laid out underneath me like this. taking exactly what you're given, begging for me, teetering right on the verge of letting go. You're so precious. You're waiting for permission, aren't you? Want to prove what a good pet you can be and come when your owner tells you that you can, right? What a good girl. Already so well trained. Such a natural submissive. I'm not going to keep my princess waiting. Not when she has managed to make me so proud. Let go, baby girl. You've earned this. I want you to come all over my fingers. Come on. Come on, you can do it. You deserve this strawberry. I love you, and I am never letting you out of my sight. You are all mine. So come for me, princess. Show me how grateful you are. Show me how good it feels and let go. Come for me. Oh, yes. Oh, what a good girl. Oh, my goodness. Oh, yes. That's it. That's what I like to see. Oh, you did so good. Took everything you were given so well. Are you feeling okay? That's good, Strawberry. I don't ever want you to hurt like that again. Even if it was a misunderstanding. If you overhear something or have an issue or maybe you just need some reassurance, I want you to come to me first, okay? It's not that I don't think you can handle these things for yourself. It's that you don't have to. Not anymore. You're not some stray on the streets fending for yourself. You don't have to be tough and strong all the time. You don't have to be like that at all if you don't want to. I'm going to keep you safe. You have all of my heart, princess. I couldn't think of anyone better that I would share it with. While this started out as a typical foster and you were supposed to be adopted out, somewhere, somehow, along the way, you crawled your way into my heart. I'm not going to let you go now. You mean too much to me. This morning, I saw someone was interested in you. Someone had put in an application, and it absolutely shattered my heart. It was at that moment I realized you didn't need to find a forever home. This was your forever home. You're meant to be mine. I wasn't going to let some stranger take away my puppy. This is where you're meant to be. All warm and happy underneath me. Having some post-orgasm bliss. Listening to me ramble about things that don't really matter. Thank you for coming into my life, Strawberry. I would be completely lost without you. Now, I'm going to go put on a change of clothes and grab your leash. I don't want to keep Claire at the shelter waiting on us. So I'll be right back. Don't miss me too much.